Okay, we'll get back to just rehash the Shverakite that we had. Number one, we were trying to get a tfisa as to why, according to the Rambam seems to make a distinction between Kodshim and Mechira. The Rambam seems to paskin, except if we take the approach of, which reminds me, Taka, do I have it here? No, I don't. The approach the Brisker Rav takes, which is that the Rambam is Taka Lav Dafke. But the Rambam seems to say that the Gemara here by us seems to give us three klolim, three halachas. If you're dealing with Kedushas Haguf, then there's a halacha called Pashto. If you makdish one Eivel, so potentially the Kedusha could spread. One mandama holds, you always say Pashto. So if you makdish it, it always spreads. Any Eivel, it's going to spread throughout the animal. And the other mandama says, no, it doesn't spread throughout the animal, unless it's an Eivel Shan Shema Kluyevo. But everybody agrees that if it's an Eivel Shan Shema Kluyevo, it will spread. That was the conclusion of the Gemara. That's number one. Number two, the Gemara also concluded that by Berak Abayis there's a similar din to Pashta, but instead of calling it Pashta, it's called Kvoidai, and that may be critical to understand it. It's obviously a different din, but it sounds very similar. And that din of Kvoidai is that if you makdish a behema leBerak Abayis, Eivir Shan Shamak Luyavo, if it is Royal Mizbeach, if it's Royal Mizbeach, for sure, there's a din of Kvoida. If it's in the Parsh of Erechen, there's definitely a din of Kvoida. If it's Royal Mizbeach, we're going to talk about in the conclusion of the Gemara. But if it's in the Parsh of Erechen, there's Zichar a din of Kvoida, and then you redeem the whole, based on the whole value. And then we had category number three, which is Kedushas Domim L'Mizbeach. And Kedushas Domim L'Mizbeach is the weakest. Kedushas Domim L'Mizbeach has no element of Pashto and no element of Kvoidoi, and all it has is whatever you will Makdish. Whatever you will Makdish, that thing becomes Kodesh, and that's all you have to use for the Mizbeach, is that value of that specific Eiver that you will Makdish. So, we were baffled by this for several reasons. First of all, b'svara should be l'hefach. In svara, we should say that if we're making categories, kedushas haguf should be the most chomor. Kedushas domim l'mizbeach should be number two, tier number two, and kedushas domim should be tier number three. Instead, somehow we go kedushas haguf is tier number one, and kedushas domim L'Berek Abayis is tier number two, and Kedushas Domim L'Mizbeach is the weakest. And it seems to be that the Gemara holds like that. And B'Svara, it shouldn't be that way. B'Svara, L'Chor, it should be the opposite. Not only B'Svara, it should be the opposite. The Sha'ar Melech points out that we see from the Sugyan Chulin, L'Chor, that there isn't this Pashtus by Kedushas Domim, Berek Abayis. The Gemara in Chulin, on Daf Kuf Lamed Hei, discusses if somebody is makdish a behema, and he says, except for the giza, except for the wool, except for the wool that you cut off the animal, that shouldn't go to the mizbeach. The Gemara over there discusses, what's the halacha? Do we say now that the whole behema is kodesh, except for the wool? Or do we say that, no, the wool goes along with the wool goes along. So the Gemara concludes, the Gemara says like this, this is in the beginning of Reishis Hagez. Hocha b'mayaskinan makdish behemo leberek abayis chutz midigizoso, except for its giza. Says the Gemara, by kotshim is beyach tome chutz migizo, it's kotshi. Because pashto kedusha b'kulu. Says the Gemara, by Kotshe Berek Abayis, you don't have that. You don't have Poshta. By Kotshe Mizbeach, you have automatic Poshta. So if you makdish the animal, and you say, I don't want the giza to be kodesh, the Gemara says, too bad. The kedusha will be mispashit to the giza. So you can't isolate it. But by kedushas domim, lebeta kabayas, you could isolate the giza. So the Shaar Melech points out that this sugya in Chulin seems to be misnaged our sugya, which seems to say that Kedusha's Berek Abayis also has an element of Ispashtis. Seems to say that if you makdish domim lemizbeach, that then it doesn't work. But if you makdish domim leberek abayis, then there is an element of Ispashtis. So that's the Shaar Melech's kasha on this step of the Gemara. That's his kasha. It's nidin bechvoidai, whatever that means. Potentially could be nidin bechvoidai. And over here the Gemara is saying there is no such element. It doesn't exist. Okay. So that's number one. Number two, we had the Rambam, that the Rambam gave a very, very interesting psak. The Rambam paskind, seemingly, well, how he manipulates the Lashon HaGemara is a different question. Because the Gemara's Lashon is not clear. Anyway, the Gemara uses a Lashon of Huve Hector Shutfen Boy. The Gemara uses a Lashon of Meshamnin Beinehem. If you remember, we had two Lashonis in the Gemara. The Shita Mugubetzes points out that this obviously reflects a difference. The Gemara said if you makdish the head of an animal, the Gemara made a distinction between if you makdish it and if you sell it. The Gemara seemed to say there's a difference. If you makdish it, Huve Hector Shutfen Boy. You both Shutfen with it. If you sell it, the Gemara used the Lashon of Meshamnin Beinehem. You're Meshamnin between the two of you. So actually, the Shita Mekubetzes points out that there is a difference. If you look in the Shita Mekubetzes on Omid Beis, on Dalet Omid Beis, Ois Yud Beis, Yesh Loimar de Meshamnin, Rotsa Lomar, She Yeshumu Melachtoi, Vishir Shibud Lezeh Yavoid Lezeh, Ushteyem Mishtamishin Boi. Masha'en Keina Hekdesh, Eina hegdish yochol ishtamish boy. Eina hegdish yochol ishtamish boy. Avu shutfis l'baal mehu de islei, umoichino islei v'chol kingdomov. That's why it uses a lotion of huve hegdish shutofen boy, the Shita Mekubetzes feels, because you can't say mishamnin b'neihem, because he feels that mishamnin b'neihem means we make a deal. Mishamnin is negotiate. We negotiate how we're going to use out our ownership together. You and hegdish can't do that. You can't coordinate your shutfis with Hekdish, because you can't use something that belongs to Hekdish. Just like we find by a Chatzi Eved v'Chatzi ben Chorin. Chatzi Eved v'Chatzi ben Chorin, although you can qualify the work, he can work for you one day and not work for you another day, you can qualify the work, but you can't qualify his Kedusha. His Kedusha is always going to be a Chatzi Eved v'Chatzi ben Chorin. It's not like the day that he works for you, he's an Eved. That's why he's also b'shifcha. He's also b'shifcha even the day that he's working for you. Because on Kedusha, you can't negotiate. Kedusha can't flip. Kedusha has to be either it is or it's not. So basically, a Chatzi Eved v'Chatzi Ben Chorin is permanently restricted. Permanently, he can't do Avoida. He can't live with a Shifcha Kananis. And he permanently has a Kedusha of a Chatzi Eved v'Chatzi Ben Chorin. He's Chayev in Mitzvahs. He's Chayev in Mitzvahs, partially, even the day that he's an Eved, because of the fact that he's always a Chatzi Eved v'Chatzi Ben Chorin. You can qualify the work. There's even a bigger Chiddush. The Ketzois comes up with a fascinating Chiddush. He says, a Chatzi Eved v'Chatzi Ben Chorin, there's no mitzvah to keep him as an Eved. Because the Gemara says that a Chatzi Eved v'Chatzi Ben Chorin, you're allowed to free in order to facilitate that he should get married. So the Rashba asks a Kasha that Tosfos asks, many of the Rishonim ask, how are you allowed to do it? Ain oimim lo'odom chatei b'shul she'is kechavelcha. So Tosfos in Bava Basra and Gittin gives an approach, maybe period of review is a different type of mitzvah, for that you could do it. So one approach I had to explain Tosfos, period of review is like a mitzvah rabbah. It's a different type of mitzvah. And Tosfos brings a pasuk of Losheves Yitzchak. So they ask on Tosfos, why did Tosfos bring a pasuk from Tanakh instead of bringing the pasuk of Pru Revu? So I wanted to explain Tosfos that Tosfos holds Pilya has two halakim to the mitzvah. Number one, the mitzvah from Pilya v'Revu. But then there's a mitzvah in Divrei Kabbalah which sort of is mevara what the mitzvah of Periv Rivi is. And that's loy toyu v'loya, l'shevis yitzara, to civilize the world. To civilize the world, the mitzvah is to facilitate Periv Rivi. So l'moshel, that's why Chazal say somebody's megadol somebody, he has the mile of kilu yolda, because he was makayim l'shevis. He facilitated that there should be yishuv oretz. That's the ikar mitzvah. So, but that mitzvah is not on the goof. That's if you facilitate it. So therefore, when the Adon frees the Eved and facilitates Piriyah V'Rivya, he's Mekayim L'Shevis. So it's not Chatei Bishvul Sheyizke Chavelcha, it's Chatei Bishvul Shetizke. That would explain why, what Tosfos means. But anyway, it would be a different uptight to what Mitzvah Rabbah means. Mitzvah Rabbah means it's a broad mitzvah. It's not just on the individual. But the Rashba doesn't take that approach. The Rashba says that a Chatzi Eved v'Chatzi Ben Chayrin, the reason why you're allowed to free him is because you really don't have a chiv to keep him anymore. He says, why not? Because there's no mitzvah of lo'ilam b'em tavoyda on a Chatzi Eved v'Chatzi Ben Chayrin. He's not a real Eved. So the K'tois, the Rashba doesn't exactly explain what he means. I mean, there could be multiple pshatim in the Rashba. The Rashba could hold, this is not a full-fledged Eved Kanani. Just like you have a Chatzi Isha is not a real Kiddushin. So a Chatzi Eved Kanani is not a real Eved Kanani. The Ktzois actually gives it a practical touch. He says, Lo'ilom b'em ta'avod, there was a mitzvah to work with the Eved Kanani as an Eved Kanani. Right? If you take an Eved Kanani and not use him as an Eved Kanani. Take an Eved Kanani and use him as a computer program. You won't be mekayim the mitzvah of Lo'ilom b'em ta'avod. You're not using him as an Eved. If you use the Eved Kanani as a socher, you won't be mekayim mitzvah. Says the Ktzois, you can't give this Chatzi Eved v'Chatzi Ben Chayrin any real slave work, because the Chatzi Yisrael Shavoy is Leisir Deboy Beforach. So you can only give the Eved Kanani something which a Yisrael would be able to do. Because on the Chatzi Yisrael Shavoy, you're not allowed to give him Avodas Perach. We'll get to this, but... So that this is what the Ktzai says. He says, therefore, there's no problem of freeing him. Because he's really freed already. From being an Eved Kanani, he's already freed. So Elamai, you're going to use him as a Yisrael. You can only use him, you can't do Avodas Eved with him. So you can't, in other words, he's not an Eved Kanani anymore. Once you make him a Chatzi Eved, you can't use him as an Eved Kanani anymore. Yeah, exactly. Perfect. You hit the nail on the head. It's whatever you want him to do. Or Eved that I can't give him, avoid this Eved, does Nishkin Eved. You need the Knech. I can't give him, avoid this Eved. So David is asking a different question. We know that the Sifri says that Ben Chayrin, you're allowed to. I mean, a Rebbe, if you have a Rebbe, and he has a Shamash, does everything to him, takes his clothes to the mikveh, he does all avoid this Eved. Why isn't that a problem? So the Mogen Avraham in Hilchus Shamash Besude, the Mogen Avraham says that on a Ben Chayrin, there's no din of Leisir Deboy Beforach. It's a Sifri. So I think what David is asking is that the Chatzi Monofshach, the Chatzi Eved, no problem. The Chatzi Ben Chayrin, there's no din of Leisir Deboy. But that is really not the case, because you have to go Basar Taima. The reason why by a Ben Chayrin, there's no din of Leisir Deboy Beforach, is because he could leave. So part of Forech is the fact that he can't walk away. That's part of the, you know, when you yourself do slave work for yourself, that's not called Perech. I'm working like a slave, no problem. I'm allowed to slave myself. So, even if I hire him, he can leave in the middle of the day. So, Be'etzem, he's not Meshubit. That's the reason why he's, and that's what the Mogen Avraham himself says. He says, "Poyel chayzer bay b'chatzi ayim." But this chatzi eved v'chatzi ben chayrin is chained. So the chatzi ben chayrin sheboy is locked in. So if I be able to do avodas eved, that'll be avodas perach. So again, we see this concept that when you have a chatzi, it can't flip back in the kedusha part. The kedusha part stays. So therefore, the sheet is saying a pasha tesvara that even though by a regular shutfis, I could say one day you and one day me, by Hekdesh, where there's an overriding Kedusha that's sitting here, which Asr, with his Mila Behekdesh, that Mila Behekdesh is not going to go off every day. It's going to stay on permanently. So Hegdish can't work out with you that you should work with the Behemah and they'll work with the Behemah one day, because that doesn't work. The day that you're working with the Behemah is also a Behemah Shel Hegdish. That's the point of the Shita Mekubetzes. That's the Yisrael of the Shita Mekubetzes. So that's the way the Shita understands the Sugya. The Rambam, so the Shita understands, and that's the way Rashi understands, and even Tosfos. I mean, there's a slight discrepancy between Rashi and Tosfos, but they all understand that there's an union of Shutfus. The Rambam comes here, and the Rambam says differently. He says that in Perek He, in Hilchos Erechim, the Rambam says that you're not Shutfim by Hektish. If it's a behemah shein aruil and mizbeach, ben shan shamot tluya boy, ben shein an shamot tluya boy, lenis kadosh al adamei eis evel belvad. Ketza, omar adamei regel poro adamei libo, hu vehekdish, kegoin adamei regel adamei libo, hu vehekdish, shutofen boy, vechein, oim roi shevet zeh, leiv chamor zeh, hekdish, oi shom roi shi hekdish l'rabi mizbeach, einoi chayev elo b'damei roi shem. You only have to give the head value. The royin kamo yishve oisayever ilianimka v'yovi b'dom of kol. So the Rambam is seemingly very clear that there is no shutfis. That's what Rambam says. There's no shutfis. So if there's no shutfis, so the Rambam, it comes out according to the Rambam that the huve hekta shutof from boy just means on the head. You own the head. Hekta owns the head. You own the goof. The Rambam doesn't learn shut from boy anything more than that. And I'm not saying that the Lashon Gemara can't tolerate that. I'm just saying that's what comes out from the Rambam. But what makes the Rambam more difficult is that in Mechira, he flows with the approach that the other Rishonim have. In Ilchus Mechira, the Rambam says that if somebody goes ahead and is makdish, it sells. Ho'im el chaveiro roi shevet zeh chamor zeh mocholoch, hareze mochor es chetziov. Perek Chav Zayin, Halocha Ches. Hoyim el Chavei Roish Evezer, Chamor Zeh Mochloch, Harei Zeh Mocha Chetzia. Sold half of it. V'chein Adin B'kol Eivor, Shan Shamot Liyabot. Omo Lo Yad Evezer, Yad Chamor Zeh Mochloch, they're not. V'chein Adin B'kol Eivor, Shein An Shamot Liyabot. Omo Lo Roish Pora Zeh Ani Moicholoch, that's the din of the Gemara. Lo Yimocha Lo Roish Pulvad, Shari Roish Animka Atomit Beveis Amit Bechai. So, The Rambam is very difficult. That the Rambam should, he's basically awarding a hekdish. He's giving the hedyot more benefit than hekdish. If I were to sell a hedyot to a head, then the hedyot becomes a shutif with me. 50-50 shutif. If I go to hekdish, then not. And what's even more difficult is that the Gemara says, for lo yoid, if you look at the Lashon HaGemara, according to the Rambam, that's not a v'loyoid afilu. The Rambam holds fakert. Koyach hekdish is weaker than koyach hedit. Okay? According to the Rambam, by a hedit, if you sell the head, you become a shutif. By hekdish, it's only the head. Why would the Gemara then say v'loyoid? But the Gemara says by the head of a pora, v'loyoid, el afilu hikdish roisha. Number one, mochar roisha, loy mochar el roisha. V'lo yoyit, el afilu hikdish roisha, loy hikdish el roisha. According to the Rambam, there's no loyoyit. That's obviously the loyoyit should be afilu mochar. The Gemara should really say, hikdish roisha, loy hikdish el roisha. Hikdish roisha para, loy hikdish el roisha. V'lo yoyit, el afilu mochar roisha, loy mochar el roisha. It's very strange. Very strange. But anyway, as I talked about. So because of these difficulties, the Reb David Soloveitchik Shlita and the Brisker Rav, they took a very creative approach. Very creative. But I think it's so creative that it's schwer. It's schwer einzulegen in the Welter. They took an approach that the Rambam really agrees with the other Rishon. He agrees that you're Shutfus. He says, but the Shutfus is that how much the head is worth? How much is the head worth? Look in Hilchas Mechira. Basically, the Rambam means to say over here in Hilchas Erchin, look in Hilchas Mechira. Over there, you'll see that if you sell the head, you sold half the behemoth. So it comes out the head is really half the behemoth. So that's the Huadin over here. So the Rambam really, when the Rambam said Loi Mochar El Roisha, the Rambam really meant the value of the head. What he meant was, and then Ayin Behilchus Mechira, and over there you'll see what the head value is in the market, and it happens to be that the head value is equal. I don't think the Lashon tolerates it, number one. Number two, the Rambam deviated from the Lashon HaGemara. The Rambam is derech in the Mishnah Torah, is to be nimshach after the Lashon HaGemara. He will only not say the Lashon HaGemara where he wants to clarify something. Here it will come out that he deviated from the Lashon HaRambam to confuse us. He should have said, like he said in Hilchos Mechira, you know, who the heck did shoot from boy? Instead, he deviated from that. He told us a Lashon that's unclear, which, according to the Brisk Rav, we're going to have to make a V'ayin B'Hilchos Mechira. And actually, the Lashon HaGemara is actually the way he wrote in Hilchos Mechira. Very schwer. That's very schwer stam. That's from a diktuk. That's a Brisk Kash. From a diktuk Lashon in the Rambam. I don't see it. Now, in Svara, more Slobodka Kasha, in Svara, it's also very difficult, his pshat, because as I said last week, and this is really where we're stuck, is that the Svara is that you can make a tremendous chiluk between Mechira and Hekdesh. So, for the Brisker is saying that we're taking for granted that the value of the head is the same thing as Ulchas Mechira, so besides for it being difficult in the Lashon HaRambam, in Svar, it's also a shtickle shver, because in Svar, you can arguably say that it should be different. And that's really where we stopped, we're trying to say that L'chor in Svar, we could say that by Hekdish, Taka, if you Makdish the head, Taka only the head. And by Chulin, you Taka become Shutrim. And the Svar I gave you is very partial. Because as Reb David himself points out, he says, what's the pshat that when you sell a head, you become a shutif? According to the other Rishonim. What's the pshat in that? What's the logic behind it? He says, is the pshat that the head means half the animal? When you say, in Avish an Shomot Luyaboy, the head, the heart, the lung, it's another way of saying half the animal. Or, it's just a cheshivas. And therefore, it's like you're saying, you're my partner. Tut stodim. One side is it's a description. It's another way of describing 50% of an animal. You could say, you own 50%. Or I could say, you know, you own the head. It's another way of me saying, we are equal. It's 50% of the animal. The other pshat is no. Really, head means a head. But since I used a chosh of a lashon, I was telling you, you're in it together with me. Nafkamina would be, let's say I only own 50%. I have an animal that I own 50% of. Okay? So me and Reuven have a shutfus in an animal, 50%. I own 50, he owns 50. I go over to Shimon. I tell Shimon, I'm selling you the head. So am I selling him my complete ownership, so now I'm out of the picture? Now I go home, I don't have a cow anymore. Or, if head means half, I sold my half. I'm out of the game. But if a head just is a choshev way of saying you're with it, you're in it with me, then you own 25% of the animal. Of my 50%, you own 50%. So he actually, Reb David, is choker this shaila. Leaves it hanging, but he's choker this shaila. He says, he leaves it with a tzorach in. V'yeh nafkeminim yeis beis shutfim. Bo shutfim. V'lotzal ha-rishin mocha loy kuloy de kol echad mocha chetziyof. V'lotzal ha-sheni asu shutif. He made him a shutif. And therefore, leimochaloy el revia, he only sold him 25%. Anyway, so I would say, most logical, if you ask me, in this case, I would say you're only selling 25%. The head of the cow just means I'm giving you a chashuv. I'm making you a shutif with me. I'm not selling you my whole chelik. I'll tell you, I'm selling you everything then. I told you, demei par, it's a way of saying you and me are shutifim. And whatever I have, you're a shutif with me. So if I own 50%, you own 25%. That's most mistav. Now, so why is it that way? So the reason is, as we explained, because when you have an avish on shemot liyaboy, from a physiology standpoint, the animal is dependent, totally dependent on that avish. So it's not conceivable to say that you're saying I'm selling you a piece. I'm selling you something which the animal needs for operation. I'm selling you my car's transmission. Okay? From now on, you own my car's transmission. Yeah, it's a way of saying we should film with the car because without a transmission, gate isn't it. So it's a way of saying, you know, you can't operate a car without a transmission. Now, if I was running a junkyard, okay? If I was Teplitz, Radinsky, car wreckage, and I had a sign in front, you know, we sell parts, and you came in, I said, okay, you know, you're a nice guy, give me $200, I'm selling you a transmission of this 68, the old Cutlass. Yeah? You don't think I'm a shutif in the Cutlass? I'm selling every door on that car, I'm selling every doorknob, I'm selling every last piece, the interior, the console, every piece is there. I'm selling you a transmission. You have the transmission. L'chaim u'shol. Right? Masha'in Kain, it's very logical to say that if I have a Ferrari sitting in my driveway of a $150,000 car, and I say, listen, Tahir, I'm selling you a transmission. I'm not planning to take out the transmission. I'm saying, well, be shutfim, give me $75,000, I'm selling you my Ferrari's transmission. It means, it makes sense, we're shutfim. We're not going to take it out. One Sunday you'll use it, and one Sunday I'll use it. It's a Zvorim Shel Tam. So, when you have a hektish, when you have a bilus, you and an individual, so there it's conceivable that you could use the animal, loyal vertishkin, till it dies, till the day its goof ends, you can use it like that, partners. So there it's a Ferrari. It's a Ferrari, it's a nutzi yeshutfim. Transmission is another way of making the other guy yeshutfim. But when you're dealing with hektish, it's inconceivable to continue to operate this way. Like the Shita Mukabetza says, you can't have mishamnin b'nei'im because we can't continue to operate this way. So Elamai, what are we going to have here? We're going to have to somehow find a way to sell it. Rav Inigeshel is even selling is not Poshut, but Poshut is like the Shita Mukabetza. We're going to sell it. And eventually we'll separate the money. So this behema is really, it's part of a junkyard. This behema is oimid levorim. This behema is not oimid to be used. It's oimid to be sold. So then, obviously, I don't think it's any mokum for dispute that the head has a head value in a parts store, in an animal parts store. The head has a head value, and the chest has a chest value, and the tail has a tail value. So if I tell you I'm selling you the head, I'm giving the head to Hektish, it's very logical to say I'm just giving the head. That's all I'm giving. I actually heard that maybe the Pshat and the Rambam talk. That's talk of Pshat and the Rambam. But I'm just saying, to say like the Brisker Rav, if you say like the Brisker Rav, so then it would come out that why would the Rambam expect me to automatically draw the line between the dots when they're not muchach? I can make this chilek. Rav David is saying, that's poshut. I mean, you look in Hilchos Mechiri, you see what a head is worth. No, that's what a head is worth in conjunction with a complete body, operating body. But by hektish, I don't have an operating body. Because the body, the way it is, can't operate. So it's got to be parted out. It's got to be sold. We got to figure some other calculation. So maybe then the evaluation is totally different.
That's the alarm. No, okay, I'm being machish, but when I said head, since it's going to have to be sold, so it doesn't really mean the head.
We don't know. What I'm saying is, we don't know. He's not a London. He's a balabos. Not to insult anybody. He's a balabos. He does know what he's doing. So I'm not just dead. Okay, so now how is this going to play out? We're going to have to obviously sell the animal because we can't keep it like this. So what do I plan to do with Hektish? I plan to sell this animal and give Hektish a certain value. How much value do I plan to give Hektish? I said the head. So mistam, I'm giving the head value. That's what I would say. That's what you would say without the sugyan erichin. If I told you a guy was makdish the head to the mizbech, the value of the head to mikdash, what would you say is done? Not al slamdin. Try to be al slamdin. I know it's hard for you. Be a balabos for a minute. Yeah? So, what would you say without this gemara? You sell the animal and give the value to the hekdash. That's olive base. It's the other way around that needs biur. When we say that, if you say, I'm selling you the head, I automatically become a shutif with you, that needs clarity. And that, the explanation is, well, from an operation standpoint, that's the value. You have what I'm saying? The lamdus is the ilchus mechiva. The demei roshe is not lamdus. The guy doesn't have to be a lamdin. That's poshet. Poshet pshat, olive base. When people talk about the value of a head, when they're selling an animal, I feel that they're selling just a head. Right? Unless they plan to operate with the animal. If you plan to use the animal, continue to use the animal, then we could say it, logic can accept that you're becoming a shutif. That's why I gave you the example of a junkyard versus an operating car. It's a different chesed. So, all of this just takes us to the same place, that to tell us that the Rambam means that it's a dover posh, he changed the Lashon HaGemara. He changed him. He didn't say shutfin. He used a different lashon, and actually his lashon is more blurry than the lashon HaGemara, and he meant that we should automatically connect the Tilchus Mechira when we have a big reason to not connect the Tilchus Mechira. It all brings me to one spot, that Mestama the Rambam meant the head. If he said the head, Mestama he meant the head. Mestama he didn't mean epis this chap. In what case? Were you selling an animal? Well, you sell animals, very simple. You sell an animal, you say, listen, what is the value of a head? When you have a head value, normally, if I have an animal that the only thing we could do is logic would dictate you only have the head. No, irrelevant if I'm selling it for the bus. This is the point I think that we're not getting here. That's why I brought the brisker of Shiloh. If I own 50% of the animal, and I tell you I'm selling you the head, so we said then, Mistama, you only meant 25%. Even Reb David is saying, Mistama, you only meant, he's choiker. You only meant 25%. I didn't mean I don't own the animal anymore. I meant, so the head is just a way of saying, me and you are chush of a partners. Why? Why is that a way? A head is a head. I'm selling a head. Why is it a way of saying chashev avar? You know why? So I'm telling you a svara. Because if we plan to continue to use the animal as partners, me and you together, by me saying you have the head or any aver shan shomak liyava, it's a way of me saying that me, I need you, you need me. This is we're partners. It's another way. It's a poetic way of saying we're partners. Okay. And the solution normally is, we're partners. We use the animal as shutfim. One day it works for you. However, two people that own a behemoth, ongoing, that's what they use it for. What I am saying is, that if you have a behemoth that's oimid l'mechira, then I hear that it's incumbent upon you to use a more clear lashon. If you mean to sell the head, say the head. If you mean to make him a 50% partner, say 50% partner. I only hear it is more logical to say that you have to be more descriptive. And let's not forget that you're the muhsik. The moicher here is the muhsik. Okay? So the koineh is telling the moicher, this is definitely what you meant. There's no other way to explain what you meant. What do you mean? I sold you the head, the value of the head. What does the head have a value? What value does the head have? Let's look in a butcher shop. Let's look in an animal parts store. What value does a head have? Who says I'm selling you more than the head? The Teretz is saying you couldn't have meant the head. So I only hear that if we're going to plan to operate with the animal as an animal. So then you could say, no, it's automatic. When you say the head, you mean the shutfis. Once the animal has to be sold, then I hear that it opens up the door that maybe you just meant the head. And if the Rambam then deviated and Taka said you only meant the head, and in Hilchas Mechiri said shutif, that's where it takes me. That's the home base that it took me to. Because logic tolerates it, And the Rambam used that Lashon. And he was Mishana from the Lashon HaGemara. There's just too many, you know, there's too many things pulling me to that same spot. So that's why I find it very hard to be Makabel this Mahalach. Okay, I think we got till the Maskona here, right? We got to Boi Rabba. Where did we end last week? I think we got up to Boi Rava, right? Boi Rabba, Demei Roi Shilagabi Mizbeach. Yeah, I think so. Okay, so that will... Let's just finish this Machshav, and then we'll just read off till the... Get to the Maskona here. Okay. So I wanted to share with you a mahalach here that I think would give more clarity to the Sugyas HaGemara and also just to understand the older sheet to see a little better. And that is that there's a big difference between when you makdash a behema for Kedushas Mizbeach and you makdash a behema for Kedushas Domim. Really, in essence, when you makdash a behema for Kedushas Domim, It's entirely a different concept. It's more of a shibud than a hakdosha. It's a shibud. So what I'm really saying is, let's say I say this behema should go ledomov. I'm being makdish this behema ledomov for berek habayis. What I'm really doing is I'm doing a shibud. I'm being mishabed the behema. It's not the gufa behema. The Gemara says in Chulin, Lagabi the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan, that it doesn't apply to Mukdoshim. So the Gemara on the Mishnah is found in Perek Shiluach HaKan. The Mishnah says, Shiluach HaKan noyeg b'oretz v'chutz l'oretz, yabai shloiv nabai, it's b'chul lam mukdoshim. It's noyeg in chulin and not mukdoshim. This is kuflam al-chesam abeis, mamish the beginning of Perek Shiluach HaKan. The Gemara analyzes what's the case of mukdoshim. It obviously can't be a case where it's in Hekdesh's domain that we need a pasuk to tell me that it's not noyeg, because then it wouldn't be noyeg anyway, because Shiluach HaKan is only noyeg on a hefker thing. So I wouldn't need the pasuk to tell me that you don't do Shiluach HaKan on a bird's nest that's by Hekdesh. That's pasuk. So the Gemara is trying to navigate when we need this pasuk. So the Gemara brings down as follows. The Gemara says that you were makdish, it has to be you were makdish to Kedushas Berek Habayis. The Gemara says, one second. The Gemara goes through Berek Habayis. The Gemara says, Rava says, can't be Berek Habayis. Why? Kivon shemerda poko kedushasa. Once the bird, well, obviously talking about the bird is not in the domain of Hekdesh now. So the bird obviously flew away. It was Moirit. Moirit means it revolted. It went again, it ran away. Okay? So now you have a behema of Berek Habayis, that you were makdish l'Berek Habayis. And the behema now revolted. So Rav says that can't be the case. Because if that would be the case, then it's not kotchim. He says, Kivon shemorda pokok dushosa minaya. It's not kotchim anymore. So the Rashba says, I don't know what's going on here. You got a nice pigeon here. It has kedusha. So it flew away. Now the kedusha flies away too. It's kaddish. Kedusha shebol lahechan halach. That's the Rashba's kash. The Rashba Maseches Chum on this Gemara, he says, I don't understand where the kedusha went. Avul kedushas berek habayis. This is the Lashon Gemara. Kivon de poko, kivon de morda poko lo kedushasai. The imtoimar asked the Rashba, the bird flew away. What happened to the kedusha? Says the Rashba, kedusha shebo lehechon halach. Where did the kedusha go? So the bird decided it's taking off. The bird is in control of the kedusha that's upon it. Zok the Rashba yeshloimar, and this is such a critical Rashba. It's a shame it's only in Chulim, because it's Fagans Kodshim. The Rashba says, Hegdish Domim Eino Kikinyan Aguf. It's not what you would think, that Kedushas Mizbeach means I designated for the Mizbeach. Kedusha's Dhamma means I give it to Hektish designated for the building department. No. No. It's not like that. He says, Elo kishibud momoin. It's a shibud. It's a shibud on it. He says, and therefore, the kivon shenisiyaye shagizbo machma shemoldu, havaloi kehefker, upoka shibud momon shiyesh lugavoya boy. Fascinating mashpah. There is no inherent kedusha to kedusha's dhamma. All there is a shibud momon. And it's true, because of that shibud momon, there are isurim. You're not allowed to use something that hektish has a shibud momon on. There's me'ilah, there's all those halachas. But those are all a totsah from the fact that there's a shibud momon. Azoy zok the rashpah. And if the shibud momon wouldn't be here, then everything would go away. Says the rashpah, once this bird flew away, and the gizbar went, shucks, shucks, we just lost that pigeon. That's it. The moment is gone, the shibud is gone. And once the shibud is gone, the hakdosh is gone. He goes on to say, but obviously, kedushas haguf doesn't work that way. The lav demate kro, he says, kedushas mizbeach, lo yotzem b'shus hektish. Because the Torah says, it's always b'shus hektish. The kedusha is b'shus hektish. You could be miyayish from today till tomorrow. It's always in the b'shus of the hektish. So really what it is a shibud moment. And logically speaking, as the shibud it would just be monetary. It would just be monetary, like a mashkin. It would just be monetary. But since the Torah says that there's a din of me'ilah, so basically the Torah was machadish, that if you have something that has a shibud lehekdish, there's kedusha on it. There's an isurim on it. There's isurim to use it. Just like I can't be moil in a carbon oiler, I can't use something which has a shibud lehekdish. The isur me'ilah is to use something that has a shibud lehekdish, which actually many of the Rishonim in Krisus and Me'ilah, they learn that that's what Me'ilah really is. Me'ilah is gezel min hahektish. That's really what Me'ilah is. Okay, now we go back to our sugya. I think this will really shed light in our sugya. Based on this, I feel that hispashtus, the concept of hispashtus, is b'chal not shayach by kedushas dama. Hispashtus is kishmoy kenu. It's when the kedusha spreads. Kedusha can only spread if it's inherent. If there's something inherently here, it could spread. But by kedusha's dhamming, there is no inherent. There is no inherent here. So nothing is spreading. So what is it? It's a halacha and hilchas pidyon. Just like we explained, what's erichin? Erichin is not that you're giving the value. Erichin is a pidyon. It's a redemption. So the Torah was mechadish, that when you redeem, there's a concept of kvoida by kedushas dhamma, and when you redeem something back, the shibud, when you redeem the shibud back, you redeem it back completely. That you have to redeem its complete value, even though the shibud was only made on its kaved, the shibud is made on the liver, doesn't make a difference. When you redeem it back, you redeem it as such. So it's not that the kedusha spreads. It doesn't have to spread. It's never inherent to begin with. When something is inherent, you need it to spread. Say, okay, this much is kedush. It's always only a shibud. So the Torah basically is saying, how much are you being mishabet to hektish? How much value are you being mishabet to hektish in order to redeem this? So the Torah said that it's nidin b'chvoida. When you redeem it back, it's nidin b'chvoida. That's what the Torah was machadish. Not that it spreads. Kedushas haguf is a total different angle. Kedushas haguf, it's a physical spreading. That's what kedushas haguf is. Now, there's something called gidulim. Gidulim. Gidulim is found throughout Shas in many different sugyas, many different halachas. Gidulei tevel, right? Gidulei truma. All over, basically the concept is that when you have something that's either kadesh or asur or whatever it is, and you plant it, and it grows, even though what grows from it isn't it itself, it's not the thing itself. However, the fact that it grows from it, the isur that's on the object spreads to the gedulim. It's really a similar to hispashtus type of concept. But hispashtus, normally when we talk about hispashtus, it's one guf. It's on the guf itself. Gidulim is like his pashtus. It's the same type of a concept. I took something that was Kodesh, I planted it, it grew. What comes from it, the Kedusha that's on the goof, spreads to the Paris, spreads to what grew from it. So I want to tell you a very simple thing. Giza is something that's easily separable. Bechefza, Giza is like fruit. It's a separate piece, separate component. Totally separable. But it's yonik. It is getting the unique, it's growing from the animal. So by Kedushas HaGuf, where the reason why I have to redeem the whole animal when I'm Makdish Eiv and Shan Shamot Liyaboy is because of his pashtus. So the Giza also becomes Kedush. Just like it spreads throughout the animal, the Hakdosha, it spreads to the Giza too. Even though the Giza inherently could be separated from the animal, it's not part of the Guf HaBehema. It's separable. But the mice, it's growing from the animal. Just like the hispashtus spreads throughout the animal, it also spreads to the Giza. That's the answer to the Shah Melech's kasha. Shah Melech asks, the Gemara says in Chulin that if you say except for the Giza, by Hekdush it spreads, by Kedush Shamim not. Why? What's the difference? The Teretz says, because they're working with two total different channels. Kedush HaGuf is working with the halacha of physical hispashtus. Physical hispashtus can even spread to the gedulim, to what grows from it. Whereas the Berak HaBayis Shibud, that's easily separable. Say, you know what, I don't have in mind the Giza. Give the whole animal, you mean the Giza too. You mean the whole thing. But if you happen to say no, you happen to say that I'm not giving, that is separable from the rest of the animal. It's yoinik from the animal, but it's separate. So if we're dealing with a physical spreading of Kedusha, it's inseparable. Because physically, anything which is derived from it, the Kedusha spreads there. But if we're dealing with a Kedusha that's really not inherent, like the Rashba is telling us in Chulin, the Kedusha is not inherent, it's a Shibud. Just when you redeem it, you have to redeem the whole animal. Redeeming the whole animal without the Giza is still redeeming the whole animal. That's why the Gemara holds that you could say Chutz Migiza V'Avod Yisrael. You could say Chutz Migiza Yisrael V'Kirosher in Chum. Because that's not part of the Kedusha. So even though it's yoinik from the animal, that's all for his pashtus purposes. But for what we're talking about, it's not. I believe that the Rambam holds for this reason, that if somebody says that in the maskon, in the conclusion, that we don't say kvoidai by something that's not, now, so anything that's roi for erichin, we say kvoidai. The pshat is because we learn from erichin, that just like by erichin, when you redeem, when you do pidyon, you have to redeem the whole person. So hu adin, when you redeem the shibud of Berak HaBayis, which erichin is Berak HaBayis, so you redeem it in the same fashion, you have to redeem the whole thing, not because the whole thing is Kodesh. In essence, nothing is Kodesh. In essence, nothing is Kodesh. All there is a Shibud. That's the Hesber. The Rambam therefore came and he said like this. He said that since by Hakdoshe, Halacha L'maaseh we paskin something which is not in the parasha of Erechin, is not needed in Bechoyde. So Halacha L'maaseh, if you say that I'm just giving the head to Hekdesh, that's all it is. You don't have to give more than that. You don't have to give the complete body to Hekdesh. Zok the Rambam, if that's the case, says the Rambam, so now, all it is Shibud. So all it is a Shibud, the head is viewed as a total separate thing. I'm being the Shabbat, the value of the head to Hekdesh. I'm not being Makdish the head. The din of Shutfis is only, I'm selling you the head, how much could the head survive without the body? How much does the body need the head? That's where I'm selling the body. But by Kedusha's Domim, you're not doing anything with the Guf of the Behemah. It's all Shibud. In Shibud language, the body is just a mass. It's just a Shibud. And therefore, the Rambam holds over there, if you're Makdish the head, it's only the head. You don't say nidim bechvoide, that's the separate halacha, that's because we kol she'ene be'erech and ene nidim bechvoide. That depends how you paskin on that child. But once we're not nidim bechvoide, that wasn't the kasha on the Rambam. The kasha was, why doesn't he say shutfis at least? The Gemara seemed to say that, even if there's no... So the Teretz is, the Rambam holds that there's a tremendous difference between a shutif and a shibud, and a shutif and a guf. In a goof of an animal, in the goof of the animal, then I say, listen, if you own the head, you're a partner with me, because it's the animal, the body of the animal needs the head. So we're partners. But by Kedushas Domim, I'm not giving you the body. Bechlal. I'm just being Meshabed Shavius. I'm not giving you the body at all. I'm being Meshabed Hashibud Momim. That's what the rabbi was telling us. If that's the case, so there's no reason why we should become Shutfim. The whole reason why we're becoming Shutfim is because this part of the body is totally dependent on this part of the body. So when we're talking the body of the animal, then we can debate and say, well, that's enough of the body that forces part of the body to go along with the Shutfis. But here I'm not giving the guf bechlal the way the Rashba is explaining. What I am really giving is a shibut ha'egdish. A shibut is abstract. Totally abstract. So in the abstract, I'm being mishabed, the dmei of the head. Why in the world would I have to give you the rest of the animal? Why would I have to give you 50% of the animal? I'm being mishabed, the value, the abstract shibut of the roish. There is no guf. We're not talking about the guf bechlal. You don't own the head. There's no hava meaning that you own the head. I'm not giving you the head. In as much that I'm giving you the head, you could say, listen, if you gave me the head, you gave me more. But I'm not giving you a head either. I'm being mishabed, a shibud moman. Shibud moman. So that's abstract. So avada, look, I'll be that. It's only the head. We find even in law there are such type of things. There are certain things that you can only have a lien on. There are things that you can only have a lien value on, right? Well, you can't. There's a lien value here. You can sell something. A shibud is much more of a broad term than a physical mechira. In halach, it's clearly that way. In halach, I could sell you a tashmish avir. I could be mishabed my chaser to you for the airspace. But in choshemish, but I can't sell you airspace. I can't sell you air. I can only sell you air. We just had the sugi and dafayemi also. I can only sell you air in as much as I'm selling you the chotzer. I can't sell you air. But in Perakah Shutfim, I can give you a shibud in my airspace. That I can. Because a shibud is more, a shibud is not an object. Bechlal. So the way the Rashba is explaining to us Kedusha's Domen, it has nothing to do with the guf. Has not exactly. Okay, let's stop. Oh, for next week, Mitzvah Shem, we're going to be starting the next sugya. So we're going to be doing Daf Hei, the Mishnah, till the Amud Beis, till Oivik Echovim, Marech, from Mishnah to Mishnah. And I do have some Marech Mekoymas, I jotted down for you. Toisvis, you should do Toisvis, Odom Yodea, the bottom Toisvis on Hayom and Aleph. And the Rashash, and the Ktsois HaChoshin, and Choshin Mishpat, Simin Yud Beis, Sifkot and Aleph.